visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coaches Corner. And, Coach, a good way to start out district play with a win over Center. What did you like about that victory?
Well, I certainly liked the Pizza Hut buffet that followed the game, you know, that our parents provided. That was a good little treat after an hour and a half bus ride. But overall, you know, they were lacking numbers, you know, and so kind of they were trying to iron some stuff out. But defensively, we were able to put up a touchdown. Special teams, we were able to put up a touchdown. Two Dane winners had two returns. And then offensively, we were able to also contribute. So anytime you can score in all three phases of the game, you're pretty happy about that. We were able to rotate quite a bit of guys. We were able to get our backup quarterback some reps. So it was really good to get him in live action because he's a varsity guy, so we don't play him in JV. But, you know, we wanted to get him some reps. So being able to rotate everybody and eat some pizza on the way home made for a good night for the Bearcats.
Well, Coach, you're four games through. You're 4-0, ranked in the top five in 8-man Division II. I believe in the media poll that I vote in, I believe you guys are at number three now. How do you assess your team right now, you know, as you got that win last Friday over Center and still a lot of good opportunities and challenges coming up?
Yeah, I certainly am pleased with how our guys are approaching each day. However, you know, you never want to settle. We know what is out there. You know, looking at scores, we know in the district that we cross district with Axtell and Frankfort and Hanover. Hanover had a big win over Frankfort. So we have to continue to control what we can control, continue to focus on each game at hand. You know, Lebo presents a really big challenge this week. It's one of our team goals is to win a league championship. So we have to continue to grow ourselves and try to clean up the things that we see on film. You know, sometimes the scoreboard can say one thing, but then when you dive into the film, it can tell you guys, you know, your guys are doing things that we need to clean up. Because eventually, if we continue to do some of the things that we're trying to address, you know, it could catch us at the wrong time. So we want to make sure we're getting at practice and fixing some things and preparing the right way for each opponent that we have. And hopefully that will set the stage come November to make us a pretty tough team and giving ourselves a chance.
Coach, something that I wanted to ask you this week as well. You know, last week, you know, was a busy week with the resumption of that game with Madison and then turning around and playing Center. How did you guys kind of respond to a short week?
Yeah, I kind of think, you know, in a way it kind of sped the process up. But at the same time, you know, sometimes it's good to get some live action over some practice time. You know, last week with Tuesday, we kind of just made that a film day, and then we just had one practice day for prep on Wednesday, and then Thursday was pregame. So it kind of made the week go by pretty fast, but overall I thought our kids handled it well. And so, you know, that stuff happens. You got to control what you can control and not really, you know, we're all under the same circumstance. Center didn't play Monday, but they had an early cancellation Friday too with weather. So kind of the entire state was kind of in that situation. But we were able to stay healthy, and we didn't leave the Madison game with a ton of bumps and bruises. So we were able to kind of bounce back pretty quickly and get back to it.
Visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, as you mentioned, the challenge ahead on Friday night, as you guys will be hosting Lebo. It's a battle of top 10 teams in 8-man Division II, undefeated teams, league title on the line, and possibly a district title as well. And you know what to expect from Brian Hadley's Wolves as they head to Bearcat country.
Yeah, Yeah, I certainly, you know, with games like this, of this magnitude, you know, both teams being 4-0 and you know, Hadley's four wins are against league schools, so we're their final league school that they'll be playing. So really, I do believe that kind of, I know we still have Hartford down the road, but I think this is probably, this is the league championship right here. And so I think with these games, in my personal experience, when you kind of know the coaching staff on the other side, you know, and how well they're coached, how well they, how hard they play for Coach Hadley, and you certainly, I think, dial in a little bit, you know, more and pay more attention. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Hadley, you know, regardless of records. I just know how well they're coached and how hard they will play for him. And so that has our attention, and we need to be able to, you know, expect a really competitive game. I know the Conradi kid is a really good quarterback. He's a really good runner. And last year he was dinged up against us, so he wasn't able to run as effective, but certainly on film he looks like he is having a heck of a senior year. And so he's going to get a lot of our attention. But then really the two guys that stand out to me are the two big boys up front. Oswald has always been a top player in our league, and they got another lineman with great size. You know, they're running behind those, and then it's not only running behind those guys, but it's a really good athlete in our league with the quarterback running behind those guys. So we definitely have to be dialed in this week, and we're going to have to bring the physicality. We can't let them just control the clock, because with that size up front, if they're able to run the ball, you know, it could make for a long night. So it's really going to challenge our defensive front. But we certainly are excited for the challenge, and, you know, our prep this week will be really important.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday with Lebo, and I'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
All right, thanks for having me. Go Bearcats.
That is Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and XSEC Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.